You're okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I was a little girl, I lived about three houses away from her. Yeah. And my mother and her mother were friends. And, you know, her mother was kind of emotionally disturbed. You knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my mother loved her. Anyway, her mother came to see my mother, and I went down to her house. My mother could look right out and see what we were doing.
And your mother was?
Her name was Flora.
Flora.
Flora, yeah. Flora Scammell.
Scammell, okay.
Scammell. S-C.
Yeah, Scammell, yeah.
All right. And I don't know.
And your name's Marjorie?
Harrison.
Harrison, okay.
Yeah.
That's just for the recording.
Yeah. And in those days, you really cleaned house. And so Betty's mother, I was trying to think of her name.
Gladys.
Gladys, of course. Okay. Had washed the carpet and hung it over two lines, clotheslines. Yeah. And, of course, it was real muddy under mm-hmm. And so we played happily in the mud. And then we went up to my mother's house, and the lady said, "Have you been playing in the mud?" And we said, "No, we haven't. No, we were covered with mud." And we both got our mouth washed out with soap. She got the worst of it. They had a well.
How old were you?
About three or four.
Three or four.
And she got Life Boy in her mouth. I can remember. They had a well and a pump, you know, mm-hmm. to pump the water mm-hmm. up. And I can remember Betty spitting and spitting and spitting. And we knew better, but we thought we'd try.
Wow, that's bad.
And I can remember lots of things about her. See, we were in the first grade, same grade at school.
Mm-hmm.
And she and June French, Athey, and I were about the only ones we were allowed to play with. Mm. But the house I lived in is still standing, and it was a beautiful house. It was built by a contractor. Mm-hmm. And it had cedar closets and all kinds of extra things.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody named Coatney lived in it after when we went broke in Montague.
Mm-hmm.
My father had an electric store. And I think that Mr. Coatney worked for the mill.
Yeah, that was Fred.
Fred, yeah.
Yeah, Fred, my grandfather.
Uh-huh, yeah. And I can recall the grain coming into the Montague Mill, you know, right.
He's an electronic guy.
No, I was thinking of getting a picture.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I don't care.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Too late to care.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And, Betty was, I can remember.
He's got a better camera.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
He's got a better camera.
Yeah. Now, do you live in Redding, too?
I used to live in Wairika for a little period.
Uh-huh.
And then that's why, when I was in Redding, I stopped at Roberts, and Betty had me bring up some pomegranate jelly for you, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Couple years ago.
My head is really messed up, but I don't care.
Yeah, your head is messed up. You're doing pretty good, I think.
Well,
yeah.
I think I am too.
You better get closer because you can get
the picture?
Sure. You want to take a picture?
Get down lower. Get lower.
Robert
it's more flattering down lower.
Yeah, your hair.
Don't stop it, Robert.
It's flattering lower. Quick.
Is it?
Yeah. Look at the camera.
I'm looking at him.
Smile at the camera.
I think it looks better from this angle.
Okay, you do it the best.
Yeah.
You're the artist. Anyway, so Fred worked at the mill.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just fun to have any stories about Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
We were asking, on the way over here, he was asking me, the Bowens.
Ah, there's
it. They had a blacksmith in Montague. Did they have one in
the Well, the blacksmith was right up the alley from where I lived.
Yeah.
Because I used to walk by the blacksmith to go to Betty's house. Then Betty moved over onto the important side of Montague, you know.
Yeah.
Little Shasta side. And then finally we did.
Yeah.
And then we lost our house and we lost our business. And we came to Wairika and lived in a log cabin.
Did they have any blacksmith shop in Wairika?
Well, they must have had.
That's what I was wondering, if they had two shops.
No, I don't know.
No, I was wondering if Bowen did.
Oh, I don't know what he did. You know, I was a kid. I didn't care.
He was our grandfather.
Yeah, I remember. And there were two girls somewhere in there that were, they were girls to me, because I think they got to go to the dances. And pretty girls.
Yeah.
But older than I was, so I didn't pay much attention.
Blacksmiths, they don't have blacksmiths anymore, do they?
The blacksmiths used to be the place you get everything fixed and...
Really?
Yeah, you walk by and it was all black inside, except where the fire was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, you know the, what's the, there's a park up the Klamath, the Tree of something?
Oh, Tree of Heaven.
Yeah, I went there and I went metal detecting and I found blacksmith nails. They were actually hammered nails, not the...
You betcha.
Yeah.
Well, out on the Shasta River out by Fox, if you were going toward Montague, but on the Eger Road, why, we used to go... picnicking there, and there were square-headed nails there, too. I think in the there had been a mill or something there.
Well, these were obviously blacksmithed. They weren't the cut-out square nails that they made later. They're the real that somebody had to sit there and use a hammer to create. And instead of having a head, like what they had was
they bent
it over like that. You've seen this?
Oh, yeah, because I had a house that was built in the turn of the century once.
Yeah, I thought those nails were
actually,
really
it was 1891, my house, one of my houses.
Now, how'd you guys end up in Redding?
I was born in San Fernando, California.
Oh.
And then that was, you know, when they lived down there and Dad was working for Lockheed.
Yeah.
And then I got in the service and then I came back, tried to live in San Fernando again. And Fred was living in my room, so... So I didn't want to knock him out of my room.
Fred?
Fred, my grandfather.
I thought you were talking about the dog.
No. He's named after Fred.
And one time Gladys made pajamas for Betty and Janae. And nobody wore pajamas. They'd be like slacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember what a to-do there was in Montague. She was the only little girl in pajamas.
Really, yeah? Well, you know, Gladys liked to think she was the hot woman, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and she liked to have all those nice things.
Well, extras, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, extras, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I came back and then I got in the Air Force. I went to the Air Force, I came back, went to college a little bit, and then I moved to Sacramento. Got married there. No, I got married in Canada from a lady I met in Sacramento. And then I moved to Canada, you know, and then I came back here after everything went to hell up there. And 16 years later, I came back down here because... My brother and I knew Mom needed somebody to live with her, and I was freed up, and he still had everything going. So he says, "You do it," and I said, "Okay, I'll do it." And I came down, and I've been here ever since until now. I'm freed up again. I can decide what I want to do.
Yeah.
If I want to stick around and go through a depression down here with this character we got in the world.
Well, it's easier to go down here where you can grow vegetables and stuff than it is in the city.
Right? Yeah. Well, in Canada up there, they aren't as bad off, but, you know, they always suffer whatever we suffer because of the political climate. And so it just takes a little bit more time to get to them. But, you know, we're going through a big problem right now. Financially, the country.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a, socialist, people, I think, for president.
Oh, yeah, like Marxist. Like a Marxist socialist.
Oh, yeah, a real one.
Yeah, like a real...
A real one. He hates the United States.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you. We both are on your team.
We're both
bad guys too. You're bad guys too.
Yeah, we're bad. We're the good guys.
No, but you're bad guys according to the liberals.
Yeah. Yeah, we're bad guys according to the liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd vote that guy out in a minute.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, he promises everybody, and we're to the point right now that they're buying votes.
And we have nothing to spend.
He's buying all of his votes and making us loan money from China to pay these guys off that he's buying off.
Yeah.
And it's really a criminal, basically.
Yeah.
It's a union man. And union people, they just, you know, they seem to tend to go communist, really.
I think they're the dumbest ones.
Well, it's only going to last as long as the economy. You know, what they're doing is they've used up all of our economy. Now they're on our credit.
Oh, there is no money.
Now they're on our credit.
Yeah.
So pretty soon that's going
to
go.
Yeah, you don't have to sell me.
Yeah. Anyway, we just kind of ruined the recording. Any liberal relatives aren't going to want to hear this.
Cut it off.
You kind of stand up.
Yeah. But Betty was really conservative, too. She was.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish she had outlived.
What did she die?
She had osteo really bad, and her posture was so bad that she had a hard time breathing. And,
oh, dear.
And I think she had a little bout with a cold and the congestion and the weakness, and she just couldn't take it. It's 91 with that condition.
Yeah.
You know, like if she was in good health at 91, she probably... If she didn't have the osteo and she still had her teeth, she could be in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only live as long as our body can keep itself in good shape.
Yeah.
So I know it had to do with how she could eat. And I was blending her soups and everything, and she would have to use a straw. I get her milkshake all the time because that was something that she liked. Okay. You know, and anything soft enough that she didn't have to chew too hard.
Mm-hmm. I have a milkshake maker, you know.
Oh, yeah?
From a Harrison Drive-In.
Betty didn't have a very good quality life the last month. I mean, it was just not worth living, really.
Well, she didn't much say. We talked before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't complain.
No, she wasn't the complainer.
Uh-uh.
No, that wasn't her.
Mm-mm.
No, but I'm living with her, and I knew what she was going through. So, and I tried as hard as I could to.
She was.
I
think
sure
a junior in high school when she left home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she left with the postman.
I know Meek.
You remember Meek? Yeah.
Sure, I know. Oh,
tell us about Wally.
Meek.
Wally Meek, yeah.
I can't remember his first name, but...
Wally.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And there were two boys, yeah.
And there were two boys.
Yeah.
What do you know about them? This is what we don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you what I know. Well, I know she left. She told the story that she was going out and stay with a girl for a while. Josephine Fontana, I think her name was.
Uh-huh.
And she left with him. I don't know if she ever graduated from high school. She only had a year to go. But, you know, I don't think things were too calm at home.
Yeah. No. She has lots of good stories to tell about her mother in rock salt and things like that.
Her mother would be home, say, for a couple of years, like, and then she'd go to an institution and be there a couple of years. And
yeah.
then she'd come back. One Christmas Eve, she went after him with a knife, I think.
Yeah.
And she,
I heard about
he
that.
Came to our house and hid from her.
You mean Fred did?
Fred did.
Yeah.
It was really sad because, you know, she was a pretty woman.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice way, I was always allowed to go to her house.
Well, you know, when you get a little drunk,
you get a little drunk.
It's a truth serum, and if you're unhappy, sometimes your emotions get loose.
Oh, yeah. And in those days, they didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
No.
And they don't really know now.
Yeah.
Well, they go into schools and shoot people up.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the government wants to take away the guns from the people that might have some defense.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Yep.
But anyway, tell us about Meek now.
Okay. Well, let's see. I had two boys. What was the youngest one had a nickname, which may come to her.
I don't know any of
them. Well, let me think. And Harry Meek, married, I think, a German girl during World War II, and a very nice woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sons. I taught them in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're talking about Wally. He was a postman.
I thought he worked for the mill too, but
Meek was a postman, and he delivered the mail, but he
in the country, I think.
Yeah, in the country, maybe. I don't know about that. I just don't know the details.
I think so. I think he had the rural route.
Because my mother did tell me he was a postman. And he had a family. He left his wife to marry Betty,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he left to go to New Mexico. And she flew to she went down to New Mexico. I guess she might have gone on the bus.
See, now that's where I lost her.
Yeah, then she got married down there, and we know all about
that part.
But I don't know.
Well,
much
I was
about
one of the Meeks. Was that work for the city? I don't remember his what. City.
So Meek is a really well-known name here.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's still Meeks. The fact, I had a girl work for me who was related to all of the Meeks, and I square danced with some Meeks, too. Nice ones. What was his name? Clarence and Maybell.
Mm-hmm.
She used to call me every Christmas, but, anyway, and this, there are a lot of people in there, but they're all over in Fort Jones and Etna Way, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there Meek's Lumber down in
Reading? Oh, yeah, I don't
Is
know.
Is that the same relation?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a Meek's Lumber.
She wasn't happy at home, and I know she wanted to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just the right thing at the time for her.
See, she Betty had never told me any of her.
Yeah, I see. She was.
See, I became a Wairika girl.
Uh-huh, I gotcha.
Instead of a Monica girl.
So, I see. You moved here a bit before
But I
all
moved
that.
Here when I was between the 6th and 7th grade.
I see.
And I was amazed. Here were all the girls doing their fingernails and curling their hair. I was out playing Run Sheep Run with the boys, you know. I had so much to learn.
Wow, you did all right. Still kicking. So how old are you compared to Betty?
91.
91?
Yeah, we were in the same grade all through school.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, it certainly. That's
but
good.
See, when
I'm
I came to,
so well.
I came to Wairika, and they came in on the bus, and I don't know. I guess we said hello to each other, but we didn't do much beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
But as we got older, well, we kept in touch more.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, So you knew Fred and Gladys a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew. I didn't pay attention to them.
Yeah.
You know.
But, boy, you've got a good memory. You do have a good, very good memory.
I can remember how she had a day bed in her dining room. And I thought that was the classiest piece of furniture I ever saw. You know, something you could sit on as a couch and use, you then go to bed on. And I thought that was pretty doggone good.
Boy, today, they would be amazed.
Well,
yeah, you think
but,
back.
And we were poor. I mean, everybody
was
poor.
Yeah.
I don't think, I didn't have a bought dress till I was almost in high school. Mm. In fact, when I started teaching, I had two dresses to my name.
You know, the thing, though, I bet, is that still, even though it was poor back then, everybody still enjoyed life. You know?
the bums would come in on the train,
yeah.
And they would sit under the mulberry trees down by the station house, which is moved.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you went to that's the butcher shop was on that side of the town. There were two grocery stores, and Mrs. Churchill used to take fill a car with kids and would all go to Shasta River out by where the underpass is on the way to Grenada,
uh-huh.
And could cut through the field and had a swimming hole there.
Nice.
And the boys would sit on back on an open platform.
Yeah.
And my brother fell off into the gravel up there.
You know, over by Butcher Hill?
Yeah.
There was a train station there at once.
Oh, really?
And I'm just telling this for you. When I lived here in Wairika, I was right on the edge of Butcher Hill. I went metal detecting up there, and there was two things I found that were very interesting history-wise. One was a Santa Barbara train token.
I'll be doing.
Bus token. And the other was a 1700s French coin.
Oh, I hope you still have it.
I have it.
Okay.
But up there was a lot of history. There's, Wairika is really a cool place, I think. Because I heard that there were Civil War troops up here a long time ago, too. It was probably.
Well, I have a dog buried up there on the other side on the Ager Road.
There's a graveyard over there.
Oh, yeah, the Chinese.
Mm. It's past Butcher Hill on that same side.
Well, there's two as you go.
Yeah, the first one, and then there's another one up the road.
Yeah.
Now, I think that got a picture of the Montague, the railway coming right through, and they had a bunch of soldiers. I guess they were, I don't know what war it was.
Yeah, it was
World War One.
Could have been World War One.
Yeah. See, I was born in 21.
Okay, it was World War One then, probably.
Yeah. My grandmother used to come on the train with a great big truck.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of a discouraging sight.
She's coming for a while.
You can see the Bowen name on top of the metal roof of the blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh.
In the picture. So.
Well, the blacksmith shop I made was community hall, and then the right behind won't be the shock building.
Mm-hmm.
It
was on the east side of the railroad tracks.
There was one on the west too, I think. Mm. I think it was Witherall's or something.
Well, you know, I could be looking the wrong direction in the photograph.
Maybe that's it. Oh, I don't know.
So, yeah, it could have been. I could have been shooting this way rather than that way. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I guess we're going to have to go unless you got any more stories I can steal.
Oh, I don't think I have, but I can certainly remember. I didn't see as much of her in high school. Mm-hmm.
Be sorry. See,
well, I didn't have any money, and I knew the only way to get anywhere was to study hard.
Yeah.
So I studied.
Yeah.
And I was a valedictorian.
Yeah,
I went on a scholarship to Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a son in Berkeley right now.
Huh?
I have a stepson in Berkeley right
now. Oh, have, right, studying what?
Chemical engineering.
Oh, no, God. Oh, hope he can find a job.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves Berkeley.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was a brand new experience to me. You know,
yeah.
What a country girl.
Yeah.
What we didn't know. We thought we knew it all.
Well, we always do.
I still like the country better than the city, though.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I like it
quiet.
I can't relax there like I can here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right now, my blood pressure's probably really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you take it every day?
Huh? Oh, blood pressure medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, coming here, I feel relaxed.
All right. Yeah.
You have blood pressure?
Well, see, you have a lot of relatives here. Mayor Courtney's around here, too.
Oh, I'm a...
He's just a friend.
I'm a friend. I'm a Bowerly
from
Germany, so all my family comes from Ohio.
Yeah, well, my dad's side's...
Okay, all right.
He's extra.
I'm an extra from... Well, we came initially from England, but our family does come from the Germany
well,
area.
Well, I have three sons, and my middle son is a... Two of them were in Vietnam at the same time.
Mm.
But my husband, of course, was in World War II. He was in the South Pacific.
Mm-hmm. And Harrison's an English name, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And Scammell is, too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
Mom often talked about the Scammells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my mother's maiden name was Neat, N-E-A-T-E.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. That is silly.
That's neat.
That's a neat
name. That's a neat name, isn't it? I think we'd be on a her family would have been on welfare, is what I think. He built the house himself in Red Bluff. And one of the first bathtubs, tin.
Really?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that, and then computers in your hand.
And all the
crazy stuff.
Think of the things I've seen.
Yeah.
No, Jell-O, I'm before Jell-O. Goodness sakes. Before avocados.
Really? Wow.
Really? Before avocados.
But yeah. I can remember when the ladies discovered them, and everybody on the Ladies Bridge Club made salads with avocados in them.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
That's
why
it
became popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine they had to ship them in here to grow them here.
And then my brother and I had bathing suits that were just alike. They were one piece. Mine was green and his was red with a big old stripes around the bottom, you know. And we were so proud to have those. And I went to show it to the neighbors. You get right home. You get home and get some clothes on. Lots of funny things.
Yeah. We're going to have to get going.
Your brother wanted to have... Do something.
To be discouraged.
I really appreciate you letting us come in and.
Visit oh, why not?
You. Yeah, well, yeah. We'll be in touch and we'll.
Oh.
I really appreciate your friendship towards my mother.
You're
all those
gonna
years.
Have a hard time now.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But do we ever have an easy time?
You don't think?
Yeah.
You don't have any idea.
I don't know what it's like to lose a mother, and you probably do. So.
I do. Mine died at 56.
Yeah.
I lost my mother.
And I go in that house and I look around, you know, I expect somebody to be there, you know.
Yeah, well, you want to tell them what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny or sad or whatever.
Yeah. I still want to call my mother every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine's did.
Mine comes at night and wakes me up.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She does? Cool.
Yeah.
I don't want her seeing what I'm doing.
It's not fair. You know, they got eyes in the back of their head.
I know. No, they don't. They have eyes that go everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, Marjorie, you're a live wire.
I tried to be.
Yeah, you are. And I think my brother is going to envy me coming here to see you. I really do think so.
Right, he did it.
No, I didn't tell him about it. Well, I wanted him to come, and we talked about it, and I wanted him to drop by.
Oh wow!
But you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But you know, that's the way things go.
Oh well.
Anyway,
should I unlock it and go?
I have a huge.
And I'm glad to see you in such good health.
All right.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Yeah, be a good boy.
I will, I'll try.
Yeah.
That's all we can do, isn't it?
I know.
All right. And, I might be doing some research and give you a call and ask you some questions or two.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything but my age.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, I won't ask your age anymore. I already know it.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.